Michael Rapaport trolls Obama after Harvard anti-Israel report revealed deep-rooted anti-Semitism on campus. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 1, 2025. Actor Michael Rapaport trolled former President Barack Obama by altering him to a presidential task force's final report revealing a slew of anti-Semitic behavior on campus. This comes after Obama called President Donald Trump's freezing of the Ivy League university's funding unlawful. Hey at Barack Obama, you may want to take a look at this. The True Romance star wrote in a Wednesday X post. In his post, Rapaport shared another X user's post featuring the final report on Harvard from the Presidential Task Force on Combating Anti-Semitism and Anti-Israel Bias. A 300-page document highlighting a plethora of anti-Semitic instances on the university's campus since October 7, 2023. The report concluded that Harvard had not sufficiently internalized the values and safeguarded the practices necessary for its core function, namely, cultivating an environment in which its members can research, teach, and learn. As a result, many at Harvard have not experienced this kind of environment and all that it entails, the Presidential Task Force report stated. Ex-user Yehuda Teitelbaum, whose post was shared by Rapaport, broke down the most shocking parts from the document, which Teitelbaum said was pretty devastating to read. For example, the task force's report revealed a Jewish student was told they couldn't share the story of their Holocaust survivor grandfather's rescue efforts because he helped Jews reach British Mandate Palestine, Teitelbaum said. Organizers said it was not tasteful and inherently one-sided because it mentioned Israel, the ex-user added. The report also notes that Jewish students were told they were associated with something offensive, and were even told their very presence was an offense by not only their peers, but by teaching fellows and faculty as well. Moreover, many Jewish Harvard affiliates were routinely asked to clarify that they were one of the good ones by denouncing the world's only Jewish state, the Presidential Task Force report added. You can read the rest of X's thread here. Notably, President Trump recently froze $2.2 billion in federal funding for Harvard University after the Ivy League school rejected his call to crack down on campus anti-Semitism. Obama reacted to the move by calling the president's decision unlawful and ham-handed, and applauded Harvard for refusing to change its policies in compliance with the White House's demands, which included tackling anti-Semitism on campus. A few weeks ago, Harvard alum and Pragaru contributor Shabbos Kessenbaum praised President Trump for freezing the Ivy League school's funding, saying American taxpayers shouldn't have to foot the bill, noting the institution already has billions and billions of dollars. It is a no-brainer that an institution that capitulates to the dumbest and worst and most radical elements, not just of our campus, but of our society, that the American taxpayers should not be footing that bill, Kessenbaum told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.